I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News, and we're going to continue Morning Edition now as we welcome to studio the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by every Thursday morning for Cinema Chat, and welcome. Glad you made it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Venice Film Festival, which is the senior film festival in the world, starts.
Meaning it's the oldest?
Yep, it's older than Cannes. Mm. And, maybe there's a very obscure festival somewhere that exists, but it's generally considered to be the oldest festival. It's 71st edition of the festival. And it used to be a huge, huge deal, about like Cannes. Now there's the Toronto Film Festival, the New York Film Festival, the Telluride Film Festival. So it's
so movie makers don't have to go as far to get as much publicity and bring attention to their
films.
Depends
where you're traveling from. European filmmakers, this was a huge kind of place to open your film. But last year, Gravity, which was a huge hit, premiered at the Venice Film Festival. And Under the Skin, which was a Scarlett Johansson film that we played at the Michigan, premiered there. White Shadow, which was in Cinetopia by Noaz Deshi.
Yeah, some consider that just an absolute revelation.
Yeah, and he also has a real strong connection to Detroit. He's a He's a German filmmaker, and he just really likes Detroit. Worked with Ryan Gosling when he was in town.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, it's a fascinating place, and there's a really nice IndieWire article about the Venice Film Festival, about how even though you may not get the big premiere and you may not have the stars that are there with Cannes, that it's still a very, very good festival. And the thing about it is discovery, like films like White Shadow, that have gone on to play lots of festivals and win lots and lots of awards.
Isn't that one of the best feelings when you come across a film, you know nothing about it, you just kind of stumble into it, you can't walk away from it, and you walk out thinking, that was awesome.
Right, and I pretty much discovered it. I mean, you feel that way, yeah, and it's very good. So anyway, that is the essence of the festival experience, whether it's an esteemed, long-running festival like Venice, whether it's the Traverse City Film Festival, Cinetopia, Sundance. That's a lot of the thrill of it. It's hard to get that across to folks, but that's really great. People get caught up in the glitz and glamour, but it really is about the art. It's like going to a music festival. You know, sometimes the headliners are there, and that's great, but then you just hear this great ensemble or band, and you go, wow, I'm so glad I came. I felt like I discovered it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
One of the films that is playing Venice has already picked up an American distributor. It's called The Look of Silence, and it's essentially a follow-up or an additional documentary by the Joshua Oppenheimer, who did The Act of Killing, which was a 2012 documentary that was nominated for an Academy Award. It got a lot of festival buzz, played all over the place, and it was about the Indonesian communist purge of the 1960s.
Oh, he had these
murderers, these mass murderers on a governmental basis, talk about their experience, which was weird, and then also some of them acted it out in very kind of bizarre ways.
Yeah, and, kind of reliving the experience and not necessarily not enjoying it.
Yeah, and so anyway, this Look of Silence actually looks at it the other way from the some of the victims of this purge.
Well, that'd be fascinating.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to seeing that. It's going to be playing festivals throughout 2015, but the Look of Silence is something to look forward to. But anyway, there's a couple of really great festival films that are opening this week downtown.
Land ho,
yes. Paul Einhorn, who was at Cinetopia 2013 for This Is Martin Bonner, a charming, charming guy. He was here for the whole festival, really hung out.
That turned out to be a real favorite, too,
movie.
Yeah,
it
did.
This
Is Martin Bonner.
And in Land Ho, he's teamed up with an actor. Now, Paul Einhorn is a very experienced Australian actor, been in lots of movies, just great. And he played against this Texan who is the uncle, I think, of one of the filmmakers, who's got a lot of character. But it's about these two older gentlemen, and they the guy from Texas buys a couple of tickets for them to go to Iceland. And their former,
yeah, that sounds normal.
Their former brother-in-laws. They were married to two sisters, and they've been divorced from the two sisters.
So now they're aging and kind of alone, and
yeah,
Iceland seems the place to go.
And that the guy from Texas who's a physician is kind of gregarious and, you know, just kind of out there. And Paul Einhorn is still really suffering from the divorce and some financial setbacks and all kinds of stuff. And anyway, it's a very interesting kind of older person road movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
Kind of in the tradition of Math, Allen, Lemon or something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, not quite so grumpy in a certain way, but in another way, and more real in that in a certain way that's fun to watch. But Land Ho opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And then the one I love is a very, I saw this at Sundance, and it's a very, very cool romantic comedy that's got a really interesting twist that you can't talk about because then it's not a twist anymore. But it's about this couple played by Mark Duplass, who again is a friend of the Michigan Theater. He came here with Sundance Film Festival USA, and Elizabeth Moss, who's Peggy in Mad Men.
Okay.
And they play a couple that are not doing well in terms of their marriage. They're not doing well, and they're sent to this retreat by their marriage counselor that the marriage counselor says it always goes really well. Well, they get there, and they really have a magical experience, but it's the twist that makes it really interesting. So,
I have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it. The One I Love, which again is a romantic comedy with a really interesting twist. So,
now see, it's
going to
be one of those movies, you know, where you probably only want to see it once because after you know the twist, you can't enjoy it as much the second time around.
Maybe so. I'd like to see it again just to see the mechanics of it work. Go check it out.
Yeah,
the One I Love
that
opens at the Michigan Theater.
What about at the Cinemaplex this weekend? What are my choices?
As Above, So Below is a film about the catacombs of Paris. And for centuries and centuries and centuries, folks were buried in these catacombs of Paris. And it's about explorers who venture into the uncharted maze of bones and alleyways and various places.
I assume it becomes rather creepy.
It does become rather creepy. And the way this affects the human psyche and the personal demons that come out. And then November Man, which Pierce Brosnan, who for many Bond films, is playing kind of a Bond-like character, a trained ex-CIA agent who's living a quiet life in Switzerland, but he's lured out of retirement to protect a valuable witness. And, of course, things go quite awry. It sounds like an interesting premise. Pierce Brosnan is in a appealing actor, and it's
you have to wonder if it gets too close to the Bond character where it, you know, kind of treads a line or steps over it.
The reviews haven't been quite so good. The Variety review says, runs through spy movie cliches with such dogged obligation that it often plays like a YouTube compilation of scenes from older, better thrillers, generating little overall tension and only occasionally approaching basic coherence.
sounds a lot like the critiques when he was playing James Bond.
he did some... GoldenEye, I think, is a really good James Bond.
No worse critic of Pierce Brosnan as James Bond than Pierce Brosnan.
That is absolutely true.
He really did not appreciate his own work in that series. In any case, any special screenings I should be aware of?
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend, so the tradition of getting the school year off to a start with the showing of the classic film of all times, Casablanca, will be at
that
the
It is
Michigan
one of the great
Theater.
Romantic movies of
all
it
time. It is.
Isn't it? Yeah, I love that movie.
It's just a great film.
And, you know, students are moving back in starting today at
and
the University of Michigan.
Free.
And they get in free.
And Eastern students, high school students.
And I would highly recommend, if you've not seen it, go see Casablanca. But also, it might be more appealing to see Life of Brian.
Yeah, Life of Brian is playing with, this is Graham Chapman, Monty Python and the Holy Grail Monty Python Gang is back doing sketch comedy, and that's Sunday at 1:30 and then on Tuesday at 7. And then The Meaning of Life, which is a
I really liked it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it is rather gross and
it's
tasteless.
It's gross-out comedy,
yeah,
for sure.
But they did it better than most people do it,
and,
for sure.
And this is where the sketch comedy thing really comes in. Life of Brian actually is controversial on some level. Monty Python and the Meaning of Life is not so much controversial in terms of content, but it is definitely a gross-out
film. If you've never
film.
Seen it, go see it, and you will never hear these words the same way again. Get me a bucket.
Yes.
I promise.
Has nothing to do with the ice challenge at all.
I promise you. It's worthwhile.
The Meaning of Life is going to be on Thursday at 10 o'clock. And again, Life of Brian is going to be on Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7 p.m. So there's lots of great stuff to see if you haven't seen Woody Allen's new film. You know, the reviews on that film are kind of so-so, but audiences really like it. They come out of it and they go, I
know some
like
folks
it.
That have gone to see it who are not particularly Woody Allen fans that walked out saying they really liked this movie.
Absolutely. Yeah, so go check that out. Yeah. It's playing at the State Theater. So.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. I do appreciate it, and we'll do it all again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Fall Film Festival Land.